Looking for a place with next-level gaming fun? Then head on down to Gamer. Blast your way through Laser Tag in our new 400-square-meter arena with up to 21 people. Reboot in our virtual reality. Play solo or up to 8 players with over 50 games to play. Show your friends your skills on our retro and modern arcade games. Or relax and enjoy your meal at our licensed cafe and bar while we take care of the little rookies. We also do parties and functions. The fun at Gamer never stops. Located in Melbourne, Australia and Trentside Park. Find out more at www.gamer.com.au.
Gamer.
On today's episode, we'll be discussing DC fandom and all the shit that came with it.
Oh, can you throw me a frickin' bone, Tyler? You're wearing the Batman t-shirt here at Pod Culture.
And that's why everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one who told you to watch the show. I've seen it.
You have?
Oh, my God.
I don't recall you saying that you've seen the show. I just remember you saying...
You know how every time you, like, tell me what episode you're up to and, like, show me the little picture of it on Stan, and I say, oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I thought you were just guessing. Because they're all good ones.
That's a good guess.
They're all good episodes. I'm already up to...
You're a headache.
Yeah.
You're just a headache.
I give myself headaches. I'm up to season 6 on Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
You only started it a couple of weeks ago. That's pretty good.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's only
pretty,
to get...
Pretty good.
It's only to get through this next week.
Mm-hmm.
Because then everything's back up and running.
We're out of lockdown. Woo! Yeah, all right. That's the sound of...
That goes for a very long time.
Yeah, I panned it down.
Thank you.
You'd rather have too much than not enough, I find.
Of clapping, random people just genuinely clapping.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's too noisy.
You're too noisy.
There's a general, like... You remember in...
All right, well, you know what? You can go buy your own board. You can upload whatever button.
I don't need to do that. We've got one here. Oh. But do you remember in primary school when we had to do fairy claps?
Yeah.
Why can't people continue to do the fairy claps? It's like you get two index fingers and you just tap it on. That was the fairy clap. That was a silent clap. I like that.
Oh,
it's quiet.
There's some show I was watching. I can't remember what it was. And they have to clap like this. They just rub their...
Oh,
what was I watching? Oh, it was this movie with Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston called Wanderlust.
Yeah.
You heard of that?
Yeah, and they go to that
hippie camp. Yeah.
Kind of thing, and they all go...
Yeah, they're like...
you know what I know it from?
What?
I've forgotten the movie all of a sudden. Mm. It's a Disney one. Goofy's... The Goofy movie.
Oh, the Goofy movie.
When they doing the poetry and they're all
going, oh, the slam poetry.
Yeah, and they're going like that with their fingers.
Which one's better, a Goofy movie or an extremely Goofy movie?
Well, the one with the extreme in it, because it goes even more extreme.
To the extreme, yeah.
But it doesn't. The second one doesn't have the first chick in it, the love interest.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And so, like, what's the point, you know?
I actually haven't watched those movies since you woke me up at midnight when all I could hear was you yelling out in laughter and I was trying to sleep. I just wake up, like, all groggy-eyed and everything, and I just hear you know how when your door's, like, slightly open and you can see the lights of the TV? I just see a super bright light and this really, like, inappropriately loud voice just going... X Games!
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
I was like, hey, welcome to the X Games! And I had the TV really loud by accident.
Yeah.
And it woke you up.
By accident.
Well.
You never do anything quiet.
It's true. Yeah, well, with movies, you can't have it quiet. That's the one thing you can't have quiet.
Yeah. What about A Quiet Place?
Well, even that's not quiet because when I have it, you can hear all the surroundings. So it's not actually quiet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's just... creative.
It's a misleading title.
Well, when you go to like a library,
yeah,
that's a quiet place.
You've never been to a library.
No, I can't read.
but I'd imagine that's what they're like.
Yeah,
I saw it in a movie.
I picture it. They're usually pretty quiet.
Yeah,
because no one goes there.
Retaliation. I haven't been in a library for a while, not since I was doing some research for uni, but, you know, I dropped that degree.
You just got to go on Google. Google's my friend.
Google's got it all.
Google's my amigo. Guess what I did on the Xbox?
Wasted time.
Some would say wasted. Others would say conquered.
Yeah.
Others would say hero.
Many.
I got Far Cry 6 2 weeks ago on the 7th of October. I, as of today, Monday the 18th of October, have not only freed Yara from the dictator, but 100%ed the game.
Danny Rojas, Rojas, Danny Rojas.
And I'm quite pleased with my efforts.
Well done, well done.
If I go into game time played at the moment, it does say 3 days. So that's literally like, that's a long time.
No, but I reckon that's good. We're approaching the end of lockdown, so good
time. That
was my
goal.
I wanted to smash it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we've got the new Guardians of the Galaxy game coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good.
In a week's time.
Yep.
Good
soundtrack.
Yeah, that looks really good. Yeah. Some people like IGN and all that have got their early hand on, like, preview kind of thing.
Yep.
And they're all saying that it's exceeded their expectations,
hey,
which is really
nice,
good. The fighting's very fluid. Because I think that was one thing that everyone was like, because you're playing a Star-Lord the whole time.
Yeah.
And you're like kind of commanding the whole team, you know, what to do and who to fight and all that kind of thing. So sometimes that can be very choppy. But no, apparently they've done really well. So
sweet.
It could be a really high-rated game.
Good, 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 good. All right, cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm actually going to get it. How often do I get a game day one?
Oh, that's like a diamond in the rough kind of thing when you go out and buy game day one.
Yeah, you know it is.
But no, it's exciting. What are you doing?
Just twiddling some knobs. I can mix on the fly.
Can you?
Sing. Yeah.
It's pretty clever.
I was trying to do it subtly.
Well, I caught you. I just saw your hand go.
Not subtly for you, subtly for the listener.
I got him red-handed. If you could see what I could see, folks.
All right. I'm excited to be out of lockdown because we can finally see some movies.
Yes.
That we've been dying to see and that we've managed to mostly avoid spoilers for.
I know. I don't know many. I've probably got 2 spoilers for Shang-Chi.
Okay.
Half of that was because it kind of came up on YouTube, and a little bit of me was like, you know what, I'm not going to watch it for like another 5, 6, 7 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll just get the idea of it now.
Yeah.
So not big spoilers, it's like the end credits scene.
Yep.
Free Guy, we finally got to see.
Yes.
What did you think of Free Guy?
It was good.
It wasn't really good.
I didn't think it was great, but it was good.
Okay.
I thought
it was great.
I actually really enjoyed
that movie.
How can I put this politely? That was the most cliche, cheesy, happy ending I've ever seen.
Sometimes that's what you need.
But also, like, yeah, that's what, like, the movie was. It was meant to be a good time.
Just a good feel-free... feel-free guy.
I think it was just a little long. For me,
yeah,
it sort of seemed like when you can sort of feel a movie like moving into its final act.
Yeah,
it sort of had that feeling for me, but then there was still like another hour to
it. It had like a Lord of the Rings Return of the King ending where kind of like one thing would end and then all of a sudden it would open up again show something. You're like, okay, and then that would end and then it would open up again somewhere else. You're like, okay, is it when's this gonna end?
I think the only thing that I wasn't like completely sold on was like, Ryan Reynolds is like so good in it and so like easy to watch that anytime it goes off into the real world and you're taken away from him, you kind of just wanting or waiting to go back into the game and see him.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, so like the problem with it is that he's too good in it. So not, you know, there's a lot of worse problems you can have, isn't there? Mm. I'd give it like a 6.5. I'd say 7.
7.5.
7. Yeah. Still good.
I think for the type of movie that it is, it was like, and I can see why, you know, when people are actually seeing it at the cinemas or saying how good it actually was kind of thing. Because, yeah, like, for that type of movie, I remember when the trailer came out, I was half expecting it to be such a flop.
Yeah.
I was like, it's going to have moments, but the whole entirety of the story and everything.
Yeah.
And especially with these kind of ones too, like, it starts out so good that you're like, please just end good.
Yeah.
And it did. Like, they didn't go overboard and do something stupid and go, like, you know, it was good and then the ending came and they missed it. Like, they missed what they were heading towards. It all hit.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was a good time. A good soundtrack.
Yeah, good soundtrack. It's exactly what actors. It needed to be.
So I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And I think during this time too, with us being in lockdown and all the bits and pieces, it was, you know, you just sometimes need those kind of movies where it's just lighthearted fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think being video game fanatics like we are, that was fun to watch too.
A lot of real cool references.
It just reminded me of GTA, and I think that's why I liked it probably a bit more, because it just reminded me of like me and my mates running around, you know, the city in GTA, just killing pedestrians by accident, like running them over and
have
stuff.
Have you thought twice, like when you've been playing Far Cry 6, have you thought twice about?
Ooh, no.
Nah.
Oh my god. So to answer that question, you can call your car in. Mm. So you have your own like personal car that you can call in any time, and someone literally drives it in. So it doesn't just appear; someone drives it in. But for God's sake, they literally take about 15 seconds to get. So the car will pull up, and they literally turn off the ignition. Open up the car door, slowly get out the car door, close the car door before the X button pops up, like hop into your car.
I hate that.
So whenever they pull up, and it's not like machete, they, I kill them. Like, so they literally just flop out the car, and it literally takes 2 seconds for that to happen, and then I can hop in and drive. So no, I don't think that's
I mean, they're asking life. For it, really.
Yeah, don't be slow.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Slow, you die.
Yeah.
Slow and steady does not win the race.
No, it does not. Not on this occasion. Not when you're playing.
Not when I'm behind you with a machete. You want to move. You want to move. But yeah, and other movies. We haven't really been.
Well, we've got movies. Venom's the other big one. Venom 2. Then Shang-Chi. And then the ones that we're sort of getting out of lockdown in time for are Halloween Kills. No Time to Die and The Eternals. I think they're sort of like the main three.
So we could possibly be able to talk about Halloween Kills next week.
Yes.
We'll see how we go with that.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm not like a massive horror movie guy, but there's something about Michael Myers. I just love the Halloween movies. Well, I don't know what it is.
It's just these movies don't get the greatest reviews.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed Halloween. Like the one that came out, what was it, 2018?
Yeah.
I got to forget that. I mean, I can't forget that we had a gap in 2020, and that's why I was like, 2019? But it would have come out 2020. So, I really enjoyed the first one.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, sometimes I don't get when these kind of movies get bad reviews, because you go into...
Well, that one got pretty good reviews.
Yeah, but you check the score, and the scores are pretty low. Like, because what happens is the people who really enjoy these kind of movies go out to the movies and see it, and then eventually when it comes out for everybody else, or it's been out for a while, all the people go, we'll go see Halloween.
Yeah.
They go see it, and they come and go, that was boring.
Yeah.
But the thing about these movies are that they're meant to be just a slasher.
Yes,
people getting slashed left, right, and center, and it's not meant to be anything else. Whereas, like, if you go into like The Conjuring, that you want a good story, and a good, you know, spooky story. Whereas this, you want a good story, but you're kind of there for the kill. So if the kills and stuff are good, you're going to enjoy it.
Because that's the cool thing is like, there's sometimes when you want a really good character exploration or blah 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 blah. But that's what's cool about Michael Myers is he's just like evil. There's nothing to him. He's just pure evil. Yeah, and, like, no expression in the face or anything, the mask. Bless you.
I wish I had a mask.
Can you pass me a tissue? You got some of that on my face.
Did I get you?
that's going to be awesome. No Time to Die. I am so excited. This is, like, the longest delayed movie from COVID.
Yeah.
That was meant to come out, I think, almost 2 years ago.
That was meant to be... Was it 2019?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Why did it get delayed in 2019 again?
I can't even remember. It got delayed once for some reason, and then everything since then has been...
Well, they
COVID.
Usually get delayed for a reason, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, smartass. Ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer.
That's my philosophy.
I just can't wait for that. I'm so excited. I love those Bond movies.
Do you reckon it'll have the ending that everyone wants for Daniel Craig's final Bond movie?
Everything I've heard about the movie says that the ending is really good. It's like, it's a very satisfying ending for his character.
Okay.
For his arc, yeah.
I wonder how they'll, like, I wonder if they'll just, if it just kind of ends, you know, on a good note, ends, mm-hmm. and then, like, there's no kind of subtle, we're going to get another James Bond, or
yeah.
if it kind of modernizes it now because everyone understands new James Bonds are come and everything,
yep.
like, if they
yeah,
kind
yep.
of end it with, I don't know, like, him giving up the 007,
yeah.
and then, like, some so somebody else can, like, kind of pick up the 007
yeah.
kind of badge and carry off. So I wonder how...
I mean, kind of his whole story, like, this is the most... Sean Connery's ones back in the 60s, you know, they do sort of take place one after the other. Like, there's little references and callbacks to previous
yeah.
movies, but this is the first time that they've really been, like, one cohesive story.
Yep.
Daniel Craig's Bonds, they're one start to finish. And, like, half of his whole story has been about him wanting, like, out of the life. You know,
yeah.
starting with Skyfall,
yep.
when he fakes his death.
Trust me, if my colleague shot me too, I'd be
sure.
wanting to, like,
well, I wouldn't
well.
Be coming back
no.
to work. You coming in today? No, I'm not.
You shot me!
But look!
The bullet hole's still there! That would be good. And then, of course... and then that really leads into December, where we've got the big...
Is there anything big coming out in December?
Nah.
Nah. Skip it.
Nothing that I want to see in particular. Like,
nah.
If it's out, you know, like, you know, that Spider-Man
got
movie.
A, yeah.
If it's
got,
there.
If we've got a spare afternoon.
Apparently the other Spider-Man or something, I don't know.
There's more?
Oh, apparently. I know you don't have to only watch one, but you got to get through maybe three.
Yeah. God, we sound like Bailey right now, don't we?
I don't like that. I told myself I'd never be like that. Well, talking about Spider-Man, Truth on the Web. Still, like, I think we've kind of hit the mark of leaks and
mm-hmm.
all that kind of thing. I think now, as November approaches and it gets closer and closer to December, Marvel...
That's normally how the year works.
Thank you. I wasn't saying it as that's happening. I'm saying... While it's happening, Marvel will probably be the ones now to start releasing the content. As
yeah.
we've seen, two new posts were put up, two new photos were put up. Maybe, I think, from the second trailer. They're nothing, like, too out there. One's Spider-Man on top of a car with Doctor Strange in the background,
mm-hmm.
Looking very mad
mm-hmm.
When that takes place. That could be... after the Sinister Six get released from their cages. And then the other one was just MJ and Spider-Man jumping off the bridge, which we saw in the first trailer. When
yeah.
they all the helicopters.
Nothing groundbreaking about the photos that were released. So.
However, the one thing that we can take from this is it must mean that the second trailer is approaching. And
all the theories and rumors that I'm hearing say that it's close. It's really close.
Leaks and stuff have been saying that it's either going to be, like, honestly, this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the 18th now. So this week or kind of next week from the 26th kind of thing, 25th, 26th of October,
mm-hmm.
to even the very, very start of November. Because, of course, we missed a movie before the Eternals come out November.
Could it play... Yeah.
So could it come out for that movie?
Yeah. You go see the Eternals, you get the trailer.
Another thing that I read was people saying that they don't know if they'll come out this week or next week purely because Sony might be releasing the Uncharted trailer.
Oh, jeez. I forgot all about that movie,
yeah.
honestly.
Honestly, I'm trying to keep that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Because, I don't want to be biased because everyone knows Uncharted's my favorite game. I don't want to be biased and come out if it's a bad movie. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
that was so good. Like, I'll probably, if it's not a good movie, I'll probably enjoy it a bit more than other people because
yep.
I have that behind me.
Yeah.
But I'll also want to be as I am, and I don't want to be biased and be like, oh, you didn't like that movie, but it's actually, like, you know, it's a bad movie, but I'm just saying it's not a bad movie. If it is a bad movie, I do want to be able to say, yeah, it wasn't good. But
well, I'm glad we sorted that out.
Well, I just like...
So I'll sleep easier tonight.
Keeping that in the back, that movie in the back of my mind. I'm not getting excited about it. I know when the trailer gets released, I'll be excited about
yep,
it. But I'm
yep.
not being excited about it because I know it's a... Because it's a video game adaption movie and the casting choices, it just hasn't hit yet. So when that trailer comes out, hopefully everyone watches that and goes, oh wow, yep, okay, I can see it now. This looks incredible.
I'm watching a man's mind fall to pieces in front of my very eyes. You're just undoing yourself.
But like Spider-Man,
you saw it in the back of your mind. Now it's come to the front of your mind, and it's killing you.
Yes, exactly. They need to get it back in there. Because like Spider-Man, like I don't have to worry about that because I just know it's going to be good.
Yeah,
like I just do. Like, and even if it's not as good as everyone expects it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still thoroughly enjoy it, I think.
Yep.
So I don't need to worry about it. But something like Uncharted, where I really want to enjoy it, like it's a special thing to me, and I don't want it to be bad, but I know that, like, you know, Sony's making it. It's just all these things that, like, I don't know, you just kind of just,
we'll
just
see.
Hope.
We'll
hope
see.
Everything
we'll
falls
see.
Into
Tomb
place.
Tomb Raider was good.
That's the thing. If it's like Tomb Raider, where it's not groundbreaking,
mm-hmm.
but it's enjoyable and
yes.
it's fun.
Yeah.
Then I'll be happy.
Yeah. If it's a good way to spend 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if it's like that, I'll be happy. I don't think it's going to be groundbreaking. Literally all they need to do is make an Indiana Jones type movie.
Yeah.
Like that's all they've got to do. And they did it with all games. They didn't mark up any of the games.
Nah.
All they're going to do is just, and I don't even have their following. I think they're doing the El Dorado one from the first one.
Okay.
So
all, right.
all they're going to do is just take inspiration from that. And just don't stuff it up.
Have you let them know?
I've wrote many letters to them.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been returned.
Nice.
With angry responses and nice. Words I don't want to use on this podcast.
Fair.
But, you know, I think I've gotten to them.
All right, good.
I think I've made my point with it. So we'll see. But yeah, we could. Now we got to now think about the Spider-Man trailer. We were right the first time round when we said that.
We were.
It was going to come out. The next day after we did the podcast.
All right, so what's your prediction? When's it going to come?
I reckon it's going to be the end of October, so like the 26th, 27th mark.
I'm going to say first week of November. I reckon they'll push it a little bit longer.
All right, what are we putting our bets on? What's the... Winner
gets to choose that week's topic.
Well, that's
for
exciting.
For the podcast. Oh, well, feel free to up the stakes a bit more. I mean, I was going to choose something you really hate, but...
You did that. You're already in, and we're doing that today.
Yeah, we would have been doing that again.
And again.
And again. And again.
And again. No. Okay.
We'll figure out some stakes. We'll get back to it.
The
yeah.
ice bucket challenge or something.
All right, Tyler, do you want to introduce us to this next segment, our main talking point for today?
Honestly, all jokes aside, I actually am very excited. We had DC fandom the other day, and so we got a lot of new trailers
mm-hmm.
For upcoming DC movies and TV shows and all that, games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So I have been, and so have you, but the one that I've been really excited for is Batman, the Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
With Robert Pattinson.
Matt Reeves directing.
Yep, thank you.
Andy Serkis playing Alfred.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Anything
yeah.
else? I can go on.
Save it for the review next year in March, which is good.
It's
March.
Not far away.
it's not far away.
It's
exciting. So, yeah, we finally got to see the trailer. So we got to hear Robert Pattinson's Batman voice
yep.
for a little bit, and I guess seeing more of the fighting that's going to be happening.
Oh.
Penguin, we got to see Penguin.
He looks good.
He does look good.
He's going to be fantastic, Colin Farrell.
So, yeah, DC man. So, yep. yeah, I'm very excited for it. What was your takeaway like when you watched that trailer? Or?
It just like when we got that first trailer over a year ago now at the first DC fandom, only 25% of the movie had been filmed.
Yeah.
And still what they showed like blew everyone away. Now the movie's done, they've filmed it all, and we get like a bigger look. We still don't like, we barely got a look at the Riddler.
Yeah.
So it kind of seems like they're saving him, but we got a good look. Yeah, we got a very good look at Batman.
You know what I think is gonna be really cool? I think that like the first, you know, like the Spider-Man game that came out, right?
Mm.
You took down Fisk, and then you're taking down Mr. Negative, mm-hmm. right?
you finally took him down, and then all of a sudden the Sinister Six came out. It was like another bigger threat. Kind of, I feel like that's what they're going to kind of do.
Be like that.
Yeah, like the Penguin's going to be like the kind of start.
The immediate.
Yeah, like, and then he's going to take him down.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the Riddler comes out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bang, like, you know, he had a part to play in some bit.
Yeah, I reckon. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by how awesome Catwoman looks like she's going to be.
Yeah, she looks hot.
That's not what I meant, but yes, you're not wrong.
Very sexy.
10 out of 10.
The movie's going to be great.
But yeah, Robert Pattinson as Batman just looks amazing. And like the cinematography and everything, like all the shots look so cool.
That one when he's going in down the tunnel.
Yes.
And it's all dark and they're firing the guns. And as the light of the guns recoil's gone off,
yeah,
he gets closer and closer to like beating them up and stuff. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that shot.
He sort of seems like he's a bit like unhinged, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like violent.
Like what I want to see, not like Zack Snyder's, where I guess Batman had a gun at point and was shooting them. He's just beating them up.
Yeah.
Arkham Asylum, Arkham City style. And that's what I love. That's what I want to see. And I absolutely love the ending shot. Just when
him walking towards Penguin's car, upside down.
Like, I got you. And then he just comes out of the explosion and rams the back of his car and flips him. And he's just walking to the car. And it's like upside down shot. And the music, that was sick. So
it's going to, like, whatever the movie ends up being like, visually, it's going to be insane.
I think it's going to do so well.
Oh, yeah. It's going to do so well. It'll be like Joker.
And I've told you many times, if DC stick to doing these standalone movies, I'm all for it. Because when they do the standalone and they're not thinking about the bigger picture of a universe, when it's the standalone, they focus on that character. They do so well. That's why the Dark Knight series is amazing, and it will always be amazing. You know, so, and like the first Superman movie, that was amazing because they weren't focusing on the bigger picture, you know? So, yeah, when they just do like the standalone, work on that character, do a different story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always so good. So I have no doubt that the Batman's going to do really well. And then speaking a bit more of Batman. We got to see a little bit of The Flash.
This one's interesting. This one's really interesting, isn't it? So we got Ezra Miller popped up at the start to say that they haven't even filmed enough to film like a proper trailer yet. But they did manage to sort of throw together a few shots for us to see. There's going to be two Batman, a Supergirl, and two Flash that we know so far, all in one movie. It's going to be awesome. Michael Keaton is coming back.
That's awesome.
As Batman after 30 years.
And I just love, you know, doing the DC with Marvel kind of thing, that obviously with Spider-Man at the moment, because like I'm so certain that DC and Marvel, they, you know, look at each other and like, what are they doing kind of thing. Obviously with Spider-Man and the rumors of like Toby and Andrew and stuff, and all people want to see.
Yeah.
And people have just said, you know, for the next trailer, even if it's just an outline or they see three web shooters or something, just do something, just an indication.
Just show us
that,
a glimpse.
That Toby and Andrew are in it.
Yeah.
That's all people want to see. And I love how DC coming out with The Flash. Like, you know, the Flash movie hasn't been, you know, posted everywhere. You know what I mean? So not everyone's talking about it. But I love how they kind of bring it out with the DC fan and go, oh, here's the Flash bit. And then at the very end, you just see like a Michael Keaton silhouette Batman.
Yes.
And that's all you need to see.
Yeah.
Obviously, now that they've done that, when they get more footage and stuff and they make a full trailer, you might see a bit of Michael Keaton talking and stuff. But that's all you need to see.
Yeah,
to DC, get
yourself DC hype. Were happy to show a bit of the actual characters to try and amp up the hype. Because, like, you know, I'm a DC man, you know, but they really are playing catch up to Marvel. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of sort of thought, no, we don't have enough hype around us to let rumors be the main thing.
Well, 100%,
building the hype. We 100%. Need to actually show it. I'm happy for that because I get to see it earlier.
Cool with that. 100%. Like, you know, as much as awesome as it is, and you know, as awesome as it would be going like for Spider-Man, go into, and even with The Flash, to go in it, you know, night one, and you're sitting there to see The Flash, and all of a sudden Michael Keaton shows up for the first time, and he had no idea.
You'd lose your mind.
He's like, what? Like, it'd be like watching a TV show, you know what I mean? And like, everyone's like, what? Like, but you also nothing gets you more hyped
exactly
than seeing that, because now there'll be older people who maybe aren't really, you know, into the DC universe now, but they watch the Batman,
yes,
know, with Michael Keaton, and go, oh, he's going to be in it.
That's
oh, cool.
That's cool. I might go audience, see that. Isn't it? Yeah.
So, yeah, like that's good on them. Like,
and I'm actually, I know, like she isn't the biggest focus at the moment because it's Ezra Miller's film. We've seen him before. We got Batman coming back and whenever we're all excited about that. No one's really paying much attention to Sasha Calle, who's playing Supergirl. I'm really excited. I reckon she's going to be fantastic. We saw like some screen tests of her in the suit and everything. And it looks like they're going to be doing like a bit of a swap where in Flashpoint where normally they go and rescue Superman, who's been tied up, held by the government in a red sunroom. Looks like it could be swapped and they'll actually be rescuing Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I reckon it's going to be cool. It looks like it's going to be a really cool team of like the two Ezra Flashes and Supergirl. That sort of seem like younger heroes that'll have to go to the older Batman to sort of guide them.
Supergirl will be interesting to see, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, like,
when was the last time we saw a live adaptation of her? Oh, well, sorry, besides the TV series.
Yeah,
but like,
there was a movie in the 80s that apparently was rubbish. I haven't seen it, but...
Okay. because we've seen her, my favourite, Smallville.
Yeah, cause yeah.
Just...
Oh, yeah.
Aruga! and then Supergirl now. She's fine.
I reckon she did quite well.
Yeah.
I haven't watched... I only watched the first four seasons, but...
It's better than me.
That one actually, like... For me, like, the Flash TV show just completely went off the rails, but
yeah.
Supergirl seemed to be maintaining a good quality.
That's good.
Thought,
yeah. Well, yeah, no, she plays it well. Who knows? Yeah. She might make an appearance in the movie. Like,
imagine. Like, they could do it. Like, Ezra Miller popped up
in the
Flash TV series. Oh, I reckon he's such a good Flash. Getting to see... him in Zack Snyder's Justice League actually be like a bit of a confident hero.
Yeah.
In the 2017 one, he was just like this kid who had like no idea what he was doing. He was, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
But then to actually see him in Zack Snyder's Justice League have a bit of confidence, and it gave him some really awesome moments.
Yeah.
Like when all the rubble was about to fall on the civilians and he
gets them out of the way.
Gets them all out of the way, catches, moves all the rubble or whatever.
Yep.
It's so cool. I reckon he's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, as I said to you before, I really like the actor.
Yeah.
I just don't like the look.
Yeah, well, like, you're wrong, but that's fine.
Well, no, I'm not.
Well, yes, you are.
I'm not.
Well, you are.
I don't know. I think more Flash needs to look more like a Peter Parker kind of thing. Like, as in just...
I mean, the Flash is actually blonde in like, the comics.
Mm. Well, so, never know. We might see a blonde one in...
Who knows? Another detail I liked was that longer-haired Ezra Flash.
Mm.
He is wearing... His Flash costume is a Batman costume that he's spray-painted. Did you notice that?
No.
Because do you remember... I sent you those photos a couple months ago that the director of The Flash, Andy Muschietti...
he directed it. That's why I'm going to like it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. he put up, like, three photos on Instagram of, like, the logos.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Flash, one of them was Supergirl, one of them was a Batman logo with a Flash lightning bolt spray-painted over it.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
Well, that's what this Flash is wearing in the trailer, so who knows where he's come from, what he's going to be. I've heard rumors that he could be the villain, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, right, because, all these new people that will pop up, as I've said to you again, with DC, because I know more of Marvel than I do DC. I know, like, you know, Batman, as I said, Batman and Spider-Man are, like, my two favourite superheroes.
Yeah.
So everything else will kind of DC when they get brought in.
I'd go Superman and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They're my top two.
I think Spider-Man's too goody gets me annoyed sometimes.
Spider-Man's?
No, Superman. Spider-Man, like, throws jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Superman's like, justice.
Justice.
It's like, just...
I think...
All right, goody two-shoes.
I think I love Superman so much because of Christopher Reeve.
Mm.
I think that's what really turned me on to. And seeing, like, turned how well...
On.
Yeah.
Well, oh,
yeah.
I didn't know you loved DC that much.
Oh, yeah. Handsome man. It's like that scene in the original Superman where he's standing there as Clark Kent with, like, you know, he's all nerdy and goofy and clumsy. And then... Yeah, pretty much. And then he takes off his glasses and just, like, sort of stands up and squares his shoulders. And he just, like, becomes Superman. And you can see the different character. Mm-hmm. You can see Clark Kent turn into Superman. No CGI, no special effects, nothing. All just body language.
Yeah.
And I think it's, like, that moment that I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I think that's what made me fall in love with Superman. It's so cool.
Fair enough.
But, I mean, hey, your Marvel shit's fine too, hey, I suppose.
I like to slouch.
There's nothing wrong with slouching.
I'll slouch right now. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't need to have a good posture.
Cool. I'm not bent over, hunched over. I can't see my phone.
Yeah, exactly right. Call me the hunchback of Notre Dame. I'm cool with that.
Oh, Black Adam.
A bit racist.
Regular Adam. Equality Adam.
What did we learn about this Adam guy?
We learned that he is going to kill a lot of people.
Yes, well, we got to see in the 30-second trailer that we got, I wouldn't even call it a trailer, clip.
Mm-hmm.
We literally see Dwayne Johnson, Black Adam, turn a guy to skull and bones.
Oh, yeah. Which was electricity. Awesome. Yes. Oh, it's going to be cool. And I love this because, like, The Rock, you see him, like, everywhere. It's just, like, this smiling, friendly, big, happy dude. But I'm really interested to see him play someone, like...
A bad person.
Yes, to see if he can really pull it off. I feel like he'll be able to. He's so attached to this character. He first signed on to play Black Adam in 2007. Before the MCU was a thing, he was signed on to play Black Adam. Yeah, that's how long it's been.
Is that why he's saying that he was born to play this part?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, look at the size of him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is a...
There's a lot on that man.
So what's really interesting is, like, Black Adam, if our listeners don't know, is...
I don't know.
Generally an arch enemy of Shazam.
Oh, I knew that.
Shazam, in, you know, the movie, is such a more kid-friendly tone to it, whereas this Black Adam seems like it's going for something a bit darker.
Yeah.
It seems like it could be like a mismatch in tone, and Black Adam's tone seems more equipped to go up against like a Henry Cavill Superman.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe Shazam 2 might step it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it might go, look, pardon me, we got a bit of backlash because it had that bit of a kiddie vibe.
They didn't, though. That's the thing.
People enjoyed it, didn't they?
That still has, like, the highest DC review score, and it made a lot of money. I mean, I think it made, like, $350 million, which isn't a whole lot, but it, like...
I think for their DC universe, like, out of all the other movies...
Its budget was, like, $60
million. Yeah.
So it, like, percentage-wise, it was a massive 100%. Hit. So, yeah, that was a big hit.
Well, they might just take it up a notch. Like, you know, like you think about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You
know, yes. Yeah. Always, that's a good example.
The first three are like, you know, the first two are very kid friendly.
Yeah.
And then the third one gets a bit spookier.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like, now it's adult. Like, people die, you know, the evil villain's back kind of thing, and he's not, you know, he doesn't look...
It doesn't end on a happy note,
no,
does
exactly.
It?
Yeah. And then it just kind of from there, it really gets...
Even the opening of every movie in the series, it's the Warner Brother logo, gets darker and darker.
I love it.
So cool.
So, yeah, maybe they might take the next Shazam and kind of go, all right, you know, like the first one was a kid learning his powers.
Yep.
Now, he has to learn, you know, how to kind of use them to stop a... force that's
so they
very big, like a Superman kind of. And that point, Jack Rand said, "This is a Superman,
exactly,
bad guy.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to take him down?" Kind
of thing. So they showed a little behind the scenes look at Shazam 2. It looks like it's gonna be a lot bigger. The first one had a very small feel to it. They only went to a couple of locations and whatnot. I still really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah,
but this one looks like it's gonna be a lot bigger. They're gonna go to heaps more different locations. I'm glad that the Shazam, like, family will get a lot more screen time, because I thought that felt very rushed, that all these foster brothers and sisters turned into superheroes. That felt really rushed.
Yeah.
And you didn't know, like, who was who or what was going on. But
I hope they kind of work on when he's Shazam and when he's a kid, they kind of act the same.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that, and I thought that was a fair point.
That took me out of it a bit. And Zachary Levi always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And the fact that I don't... the stuff he was saying didn't really make me laugh.
Okay.
Also, like, the movie itself...
Yeah.
...is good.
Yeah.
And it's like The Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. Really good. I think the things I was like, yeah, you know, like James Gunn, oh, he's funny as, like, Guardians of the Galaxy makes me crack myself laughing and stuff. Like, this would be awesome. And,
yeah.
And then when those things kind of didn't hit me in those spots, I kind of came and going...
Yeah, damn.
But then when you go back and watch them again... Just like, oh, I'll watch it for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
Because Zachary Levi, I think he's perfectly cast.
Yeah.
I reckon he's
for sure.
Fantastic.
I reckon he's like a good person in general as well and stuff. So, you know, well deserved. And when he's playing a likable character, that also helps. Like, you need the person, you want the person to be likable in real life as well, kind of thing. Like,
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So that helps too.
talking about wanting your likable character to be likable in real life.
Mm.
The sort of final big movie that's coming along includes Amber Heard.
God.
So we're talking about Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Do you reckon they could have come up with a better title?
I like it.
I reckon they could have done like...
You are so picky. What would you have called it?
Velocity of Atlantis. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
I was like,
you're about to write. So
I
better stop this.
It wouldn't have surprised me.
Yeah. No, it was a joke. That was all a joke. It's a good title. Because what is the Lost Kingdom?
Whoa, we'll find
No,
I remember, like a few months ago when they announced that title, I sent you a message. I was like, did you see this? And you sent back saying, yeah, it's stupid. What does that even mean? I was like, well, the point is we find out in the movie.
I don't want to find out in the movie. I want to find
out. What if Spider-Man No Way Home had been called Spider-Man, all three Spider-Man fight the Sinister Six?
Oh, that would have been epic.
That's a great title.
That would have been so exciting.
Yeah, I just came up with that off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, they could have done better, but along those lines would have been good.
But yeah, Aquaman 2. The rest of the movie looks awesome.
Mm.
It looks like, and I love the new suit that they're giving Black Manta with the silver helmet. It's got a very very vintage feel to it, like 80s feel to it. Same with that new stealth suit that they're giving Aquaman. Don't know much about the story yet. Presumably, they'll be looking for some lost kingdom.
What gave you that? That idea.
But yeah, there is a bit of controversy that Amber Heard's in it, coming back to play as Mera after all her controversy with Johnny Depp.
I just think it's unfair that Johnny Depp got taken out of...
Majority of people side with Johnny Depp, as do I. It sort of seems like neither was...
And I'm not really taking a side. I just think it's a bit unfair.
Exactly, yeah. See, it sort of seems like neither was innocent. I don't know, you know, obviously what actually went down. But considering they were both under franchises, under Warner Brothers, how is it fair that they cut ties with one and not the other? Because Johnny Depp had to step down from Grindelwald.
Yeah.
Yet they came out and backed Amber Heard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're exactly right. If they were going to get rid of one, get rid of both. Otherwise, keep both.
I just hate when characters change.
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? Yeah.
So, like, you want her to be in it for her character because you've seen her so much. It just makes it weird to see somebody else playing her part.
And she was good in number one. Like, I'll give her that. She's a good character.
Yeah. And it just... Yeah, so... well, yeah.
Hopefully the rest of the movie surrounding it is so awesome and so epic that you just don't even think about it.
I'm not the type of person, I've said this in the past, that looks at a character and thinks of the actor.
Yep.
I know before I said you wanted the actor to be likable as well, and that helps.
Yeah.
And of course that helps. Like,
oh, yeah.
But, like, you know, you watch Dwayne Johnson and you can't help but just kind of enjoy the presence of him because of how good of a person he is.
Oh, he's like Tom Hanks, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly.
You love these people.
Yeah. When it comes to, like, hating, I don't really care.
Mm.
Like, I get a bit like, you know, well, when I hear what's going on and she comes on, it's like, oh, yeah. But, like, it doesn't take away from them. I won't go,
it'd be harder if
bad because Amber Heard's in it. I don't do that.
It'll be harder if she was the lead, you know? Yeah. She's not the lead.
No. But if she did a bad job,
if her
acting wasn't good, then I'd criticize it and be like, she ruined the movie.
She wasn't great in Zack Snyder's Justice League, I'll admit.
No.
She seemed to change accent two or three times. She went from, like, British to American to Australian. It was a bit inconsistent.
Yeah.
But she seemed to have sorted that out by Aquaman, so
Well, Aquaman 2 does look very epic and large, more large scale of a movie. I think the thing that the first one did so right was the adventure of it.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as they can get a new transition instead of explosions every time.
What's wrong with explosions? Explosions are fun.
Oh, they're fun for the first couple of times. and then they kind of do something. You're like, and three, two, and the wall blows open and then they're in a fight. So, but I did enjoy the scale of the adventure in the first one. So
I still think Aquaman 1 has the most rewatch value out of just about any superhero movie ever. Because it's just fun.
It is fun.
It's so much fun. That's about all for the movies. Just quickly, two video games that are coming out. How good do these look? We've got Gotham Knights and we've got Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Both due to come out next year. We got new trailers for both of them. Which one are you more excited
Suicide
for?
Suicide Squad.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Because that looks like... Because you know how much I love my story games.
Yeah.
And that looks like it's just a purely... Like, it's going to, you know, just flow through a story.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Have awesome moments. It looks very detailed.
Good banter between the squad. And like, for the first time...
And you're taking down the Justice League.
Yeah, those are the boss battles. Yeah. You're not fighting Harley Quinn in the boss battle. You're Harley Quinn fighting Superman in the boss battle. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
So, I think it's going to be... awesome.
I would have thought that Gotham Knights would be the storyline that drags you in more because it's going to involve the Court of Owls and it looks to be like darker and more mysterious and creepy and stuff. Well,
the Court of Owls. Well, I don't know much about DC. Yeah. Like, so when they said the Court of Owls, I looked into it.
Yeah.
But when I heard the Court of Owls and it shot like an owl, I was like, huh?
Did you go, who?
I was like, yeah, who? I was like, the Court of Owls. And then I saw the people, I was like, okay. And then I did a bit more research, and I was like, okay, that could be really cool.
Creepy.
Well, yeah, and it does have a very creepy vibe to it. And I think that'd be really cool because...
the Court of Owls. Yeah. Now it's got me.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, like you kind of look at when they would have created that, like the Court of Owls. It's like, it's like... Okay.
All right, I guess.
In the 1960s and stuff, the Court of Owls sounds cool. Like, so that would be multiplayer as well.
Yeah.
Don't know if Suicide Squad's like a multiplayer campaign.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy where you either control everyone, like tell them what to do, or you can literally switch between characters, or if it's going
to
be multiplayer. But no,
you
Gotham
Knights.
You
do get to switch between characters.
You do, right.
In Suicide Squad, cool. Yep. Gotham Knights,
it's multiplayer.
It's like drop in, drop out co-op.
Cool.
But I think I read that like you've got a home base, like that bell tower from Arkham, because Gotham Knights.
Well,
Gotham Knights isn't the Arkham
Suicide Squad's an Arkham one.
Yes.
And Gotham Knights is a separate.
Yeah. Yeah. But Gotham Knights takes place after Batman's apparent death, and you get to.
Good riddance, I said.
About time. You get to play as Batgirl, Red Hood, Robin, and Nightwing, who, after Batman's death, have to pick up the pieces.
Yep.
But that one, I think you go back to like the Bell Tower, and that's where you can swap characters.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Day one release, you getting it?
Oh, absolutely. A superhero game's that's the exception for me for a day one release.
I just don't think we're going to be playing a multiplayer because, like, I don't know.
Are you going to be getting it Xbox?
Probably.
I'm going to be getting it PlayStation.
So I could get it on PlayStation.
You could. I don't have that option because I don't have the new Xbox, but it's up to you if you choose whether you want to play with your old pal Harry or not.
Oh, well, look.
Or if you want to just chase statistics and get your achievements.
I tried Black Panther.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and that didn't go down well, so...
Well, yeah, you talking like about me or are you talking about the game? Because the game didn't go down well.
I'm talking about you.
I don't think I was the problem there.
You never came up. Like,
it was a boring game.
No, it wasn't. We played one level and then you're like, oh, my dad got a new soundbar. I'll be right back to check it out. And then you left me.
Yeah, I've been...
And then you never played with me since.
I've been watching DC movies since. God. Soundbar sounds awesome.
I think I'll stick to my Xbox.
That was a shit game.
Yeah, I deleted it.
I'll just say it.
I deleted it.
You did?
Yeah. I got stuck on a level because it was impossible to beat only one player. Like, they send all these hordes of people and you have to protect three different, like, points.
I hate that.
And because the combat and isn't great, and it takes forever to beat like one enemy.
It does, yeah.
They just destroy it, and you can't get there in time. So I was like, stuff this, and so I just deleted it.
I'm playing, you know, I'm playing Marvel.
You're playing, you know. I love that game.
I'm so good at, you know. I know they say there's no skill involved, but there clearly is, and I'm the best at it.
Yeah, fair
there's
enough.
7 billion people, and I'm the best.
You do you, pal.
But I'm playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance on my Nintendo Switch, and that's like what Avengers wishes it could be. That game is so good.
Yeah, you kind of convinced me to now want to get a Switch.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
That's a price tag for another day.
More money I need to fork out.
Ragtag Productions, recording and mixing for any form of rock music. Focusing on beginners or musicians who are yet to have proper studio experience, Ragtag provides an opportunity to have your songs recorded and mixed, with a focus on capturing the best quality sound possible. Are you and your band ready to start releasing music? Do you have a friend with a great song that needs to be recorded? Get in touch at www.ragtagproductions.com.au to start your journey today. Now also offering podcast production. If you've got the content, let me do the rest. Located in Melbourne's eastern suburbs.
Ragtag Productions.
All right. I think we've covered just about all the big things from DC fandom. You know, they talked about some of the TV shows and stuff.
That's all right.
We focus on the movies.
Well, are you at least excited that I'm excited for these ones? Like, I'm genuinely excited for
them. I actually am, yeah. Normally I can tell when you're faking, and this seems like it could be genuine, so...
It's genuine.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. I'm
at least for the Batman one.
I'm not looking forward to, like, the moment... All these movies end, and I look at you and you just go, oh, that was shit. And then the whole cycle
that's
starts.
That's not
again.
Up to me, mate. That's
you know, you make
a good movie. That won't happen.
Fair's fair. I'm going to shit all over every Marvel movie.
If Spider-Man will end, you go, damn it, that was good.
Did you hate it, Harry?
No.
So bad. but look, you were look, Black Adam's one I'm really excited for.
Yeah,
I can tell you are too. But look, if you don't know much about him, I've just pulled up a little page and I'll read you a little bit about him because you were saying you don't know a lot. If you learn a bit about him, I think it really could help up your enthusiasm because this is such a great character. Like you really, you know, I'll let the words speak for themselves. Just mm-hmm. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Black Adam is said to be an Egyptian adult already known as Teth Adam to those around him.
Yep.
When the ancient wizard Shazam chooses him to be a champion.
Uh-huh.
You're listening? You're following along?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Good so far.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great. All right.
By shouting the wizard's name, Teth Adam draws power from a collection of deities and becomes a superhuman warrior.
Give me a break.
After deciding that he would be a better ruler, he killed his pharaoh and assumed the throne. Shazam labeled him Black Adam and exiled him to the most distant star in the universe. Black Adam immediately started... Damn it, Tyler, are you seriously watching Marvel or something right now while I'm trying to talk about DC?
No, I'm not watching Spider-Man.
Oh, well, I didn't mention Spider-Man. What is it then?
That's porn.
Oh, sure it is. Like how you don't watch porn.
I do.
You're not a sinner. Show me that phone.
No, I'm not showing you the phone.
Show me the phone, Tyler.
No, because it's not Spider-Man.
I know it's not Spider-Man.
Hello, Peter.
Okay, it's Spider-Man.